6A. Exercise 2, page 96.
The Art of Advertising. Negative noises. Beethoven once said that music could change the world, but I'm pretty sure he didn't have annoying jingles for adverts in mind. Whether you like them or not, though, they always get stuck in your head, because that is exactly what they are for. Advertisers hope that when you're having trouble finding something, their slogan or irritating tune will pop into your head. The next time you are reaching for a product, stop and ask yourself if it's the best choice for you. Tempting associations. Advertising does have its limits, though. People can't smell an advert. So how do advertisers get across the fresh aroma of fabric softener? Adverts create worlds where fantasy plays a big part in tempting your senses. For example, seeing someone sleeping on a soft bed in the middle of a field of flowers makes you think of comfort and freshness. However, this is just another of their tricks. This is why it's important you don't buy something at the drop of a hat. You should always make sure you don't just reach for something from the shelf without checking it first. Celebrity selling. Of course, advertisers love to use celebrities in their adverts to sell their products. Stars appear in ads for everything, from makeup and perfume to cars and soft drinks. But have you ever asked yourself if they actually use these products themselves? Maybe they do, or maybe they don't, and it doesn't really matter to most people. It doesn't stop them wanting that little bit of star quality, which is exactly what advertisers are counting on. In the end, we need ads, and these advertising companies are only doing their job. Unfortunately, though, they will carry on targeting the shopper who is unaware of their hidden traps. Remember that they can only succeed with their tricks if you let them.